In this video, I'm going to reveal to you guys what I believe to be the best weapon from each class in Fortnite history, right? When I say class, I'm referring to assault rifles, SMGs, snipers, etc. These will be weapons in their current state, right? Like how you would find them if they were in the game today. If you haven't seen me go over the worst weapon from each class, definitely be sure to check that video out. And if you do go on to enjoy this one, be sure to leave it a like, use code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop, and let's just get right into this video. It's going to be a controversial one. All right, we're beginning with the melee weapons, the best melee weapon in Fortnite history. It's the Infinity Blade. It's not even close. This should not even be a question. I don't want to hear that it's a cheap pick, right? Infinity Blade was in Battle Royale for multiple days. It is an unbelievable melee weapon. There's no question about that. It is one of the most overpowered things that has ever touched this game. You guys all know it. I don't really need to explain it. And the only two items that could have come even somewhat close were the Nitro Fist and the Shockwave Hammer. But again, let's be honest, the Infinity Blade was a lock to be here. And yeah, honestly, let's just move on to a category that is definitely going to have you guys argue in the comment section. That category is the launchers, and my pick for the best launcher in Fortnite history, it's the Lawless Shockwave RPG. And you might not believe me when I say this, but this was one of, if not the most difficult category on this list for me to decide, right? Because you have a ton of really, really good launchers. In my opinion, some of the best launchers in history that just missed this spot were the RPG, Explosive Goo Gun, Sticky Grenade Launcher, and the Shockwave Grenade Launcher. When I was making this video, right, I just thought to myself, if I put every single explosive weapon in Fortnite history in a line, which one am I taking? And I'm obviously taking the Lawless Shockwave RPG. The Shockwave RPG, besides being just one of the most fun weapons we've ever seen, is actually just unbelievable. For movement's sake, it is one of the best mobility items we've ever seen in Fortnite history. But the fact that you can actually do damage to players is where it differs from something like the Shockwave Grenade Launcher, where, yeah, you can hold more rockets in the Shockwave Grenade Launcher, but you can't actually do damage to players with that. Whereas the Lawless Shockwave RPG, you can. And yeah, like if you're going off of pure damage, maybe the Explosive Goo Gun or the Sticky Grenade Launcher are better options. But to be able to have an explosive weapon and a god tier mobility weapon in one inventory slot, that's incredibly valuable to me. And like I said earlier, if I lined up every single one of these launchers, I'm picking the Lawless Shockwave RPG. But of course, let me know your guys' thoughts in the comment section down below, because I have a feeling there will be some arguments on this one. Alrighty, we are on to the bows, and it wasn't even close. It is the Boom Bow. There is a reason why this weapon has never come back. And honestly, at this point, it might never come back. It's one of the longest tenured vaulted weapons in Fortnite history. It's literally been vaulted for like 5 to 6 years. And yeah, evidently, I think this version of the Boom Bow is even better than the mythic version, Tiantina's Kaboom Bow. 115 damage from the Boom Bow. And don't forget, guys, you can do splash damage with this too. You don't have to direct impact them. I say this every time I talk about the Boom Bow. This weapon, in the hands of some really, really good Fortnite players, is one of the best weapons in Fortnite history. It is criminally underrated because it is a bow, but you use shotgun shells, you don't have to worry about ammo at all. It's a high skill weapon, but you are rewarded if you can use this weapon properly. And the only other bow that came anywhere near this was the mechanical shockwave bow, which I actually really love that weapon. Shout out Chapter 2, Season 6. Alrighty folks, onwards to the sniper rifles. Unfortunately, there's no discussion here. It is obviously the Reaper sniper rifle from Chapter 5. There are very few weapons in Fortnite history, like pure weapons. I'm not talking about vehicles like brutes or mythic cars, just pure weapons that I feel like genuinely broke the game. And the Reaper sniper rifle is one of them. I'm telling you, you could not step foot in Chapter 5 Season 1 without having that sniper glare peeking at you, because everybody was running the Reaper sniper rifle. Assault rifles don't have a spot in Chapter 5 Season 1 because of the Reaper Sniper. And yes, they nerfed it a bunch over and over again. Bullet velocity, damage, it does not matter. If I have every single sniper at the tip of my fingers, I'm picking the Reaper Sniper. And you guys know, I love sniping in Fortnite. I always have been. Snipers are my favorite weapons in this game. And look, I'm not gonna lie, even as a sniper fan, I can admit that this weapon is belligerently overpowered. It's hard for me to explain if you weren't actually there to experience a Reaper sniper rifle with a P2X optic and a suppressor. It was instant one-shot headshots every single time, easy to hit. This was a layup for me, let's be honest. Nothing even came close. Onwards to the shotgun category. This is going to ruffle some feathers. I'm going with Cerberus's Gatekeeper shotgun from Chapter 5 Season 2. I was actually having some shotgun talk on Twitter with you guys the other day. Be sure to follow me at TylerFries on there. I'm tweeting like every single day. But it became a pretty big discussion. I made a tweet that's got multiple thousands of views. It's really like, what is truly, no nostalgia, the best Fortnite shotgun of all time? And I saw people saying the Spaz shotgun, the Heisted Accelerant shotgun, of course, the Enhanced Havoc Pump shotgun. Three unbelievable close quarters options, and ones that came painfully close to Cerberus's. But I feel like Cerberus Cerberus's Gatekeeper shotgun does not have a weakness. Okay, maybe the only thing you can pick out is that it only gets 3 shells before you have to reload, but you know what? You get a speed mag, right? 97 damage to the body for a Fortnite shotgun that is essentially fully automatic, let's be honest, right? Yes, there is a slight delay between shots, but it's almost not even noticeable. It's just nothing compares to it. Like, there are other incredibly dominant shotguns, and yes, some of those shotguns like the Enhanced Havoc Pump can one pump, which is a significant advantage, but this weapon itself literally made every other close quarters alternative in Chapter 5 just not viable. The Gatekeeper shotgun is outstanding. All right, for the pistols, I'm going with an obvious one, is Baron's Double Down pistol, right? Originally, I had the Mammoth pistol at this spot, but the Mythic version is literally the exact same Mammoth pistol, but just better, right? You get one more shot before you have to reload, you get 2 shots, and so naturally, I guess you could think of this spot as Baron's Double Down pistol. The Mammoth pistol has been the best pistol in Fortnite history since it came out, and I don't think there's going to be really any argument on that. Although there are some other really good pistols, like the DL44 Blaster Pistol, the TAC Pistol, and even the Shadow Tracker is really good. I just don't think anything compares to the Mammoth Pistol. It is so unbelievably strong. It's basically a pocket sniper, and you guys will see, right? You watch guys like Zemi use this weapon. It's just unbelievable. It's an instant shield crack every time. It is high risk, high reward, but to be honest with you, this was the easy pick for my pistol category. And speaking of easy picks for the Marksman Rifle, I guess the DMR category as a whole, it's going to be the IQA-11 Marksman Blaster Rifle from last season, the Galactic Battle. This was not an easy pick because, you know, this weapon is just so blatantly overpowered, I had to put it here. Don't get me wrong, it's a strong weapon, but I think the DMR class as a whole is just extremely lacking. Like, they're some of the worst weapons we have seen in Fortnite in a long time. Again, like, don't get me wrong, this weapon is really, really good, and in my opinion, at least for myself, was a staple in my inventory in Galactic Battle. I think it's more of a case of just the rest of the category being incredibly weak. And truthfully, I don't even really know if there's an argument for anything else, maybe the Huntress DMR. All right, here we go. We're getting into the juicy ones here. The ones you guys have been waiting for, we're going with the SMG category, and I'm going with Midas's Gilded Eye Drum Gun. So here's the caveat, right? Do you consider the drum gun an SMG or an assault rifle? In any video game I've ever played, the Tommy gun, right? This weapon is always considered an SMG. And in the Fortnite Wiki, the Midas's Gilded Eye Drum Gun is part of the SMG category. But then there are a couple of drum guns that are also in the assault rifle category. For me, and I think most of the community, you think of the drum gun as a close quarters submachine gun, and so that's why it is here on this list. This weapon, just to be quite honest with you, took me completely by surprise. I thought that having a thermal version of the drum gun was going to be an absolute nightmare. Like, when I talked about my video, like, revisiting all the old drum guns, in that video, I was like, I just don't see this thing being good at all. But boy, was I wrong. This thing is unbelievable. It has insane range. Like I said, right? Like, drum guns are considered close quarters weapons, and the one weakness of the drum gun was that it didn't have range. But this weapon totally changes that, and I think the ability to toggle on or off the thermal scope is incredibly useful, right? Because it means at close range, yeah, you can toggle off the scope, but when you get into those more longer range engagements, you can treat it like an AR and have that thermal scope on. It's got like no recoil, big time damage, big time magazine. But what I will say is there was an SMG that came really, really close, and for me, that is the Thunderburst SMG. The Thunderburst was unbelievable, and before Chapter 6 Season 2 came out, it would have been on my spot on this list. But Midas's Gilded Eye Drum Gun is something special, I'm telling you guys. For everyone that ripped me in that drum gun video, yeah, you guys were right. And we have finally reached the last category for this video. The main category is the assault rifles. And I know you've been waiting all video for this. Which one am I going to pick? It is the Foundation's MK7 assault rifle. But all right, you got to hear me out here, right? Because there are some unbelievable assault rifles in Fortnite history that you 100% could have put here and you would have been justified, right? For one, the overclocked pulse rifle. For two, Nisha's Striker AR, although it is projectile. So while it does have an unbelievably high DPS, even higher than the Foundation, MK7, you know, you got to consider that into your rankings. And then the Enhanced Hollow Twister, which doesn't have a great DPS, but we all know how good that thing was. But even in its nerfed state, right, even with a little bit more recoil and not the best body shot damage, right, you get painfully low body shot damage at 22 damage. I love that red dot sight. Like, it just feels like you can be so accurate with that red dot, as opposed to maybe something like the overclocked pulse rifle, which yes, has infinite bloom. I feel like that slow fire rate really means that, like, if you miss one or two shots on somebody, you're gonna have trouble putting out good regular damage, but with the Foundation's MK7 with a fire rate of 9.5 and 35 bullets before you gotta reload, you can just spray off rounds and deal really, really good damage. And while yes, it's going to take you significantly more bullets to kill somebody, that fire rate makes up for that. And it's one of those things where it's like, alright, if someone came up to me and said you could pick any assault rifle in Fortnite history, but you have to get a kill with it for $1 million, which one are you picking? I am confidently strolling up to Foundation's MK7 and rocking that baby. This thing is unbelievable, and it's my pick for the best assault rifle in Fortnite history. Alright guys, thank you so much for tuning into, I guess, part 2 of this video. Again, if you haven't seen the worst weapons in each class, please be sure to go check that one out. Let me know your guys' thoughts in the comment section down below, because I feel like I might have ruffled some feathers with this video, and I know you guys are going to have a lot to say on this one. If you did go on to enjoy this video, please be sure to leave it a like, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. As always, peace.